Says the Gemara, Daf Chabez Amaralach, are two dots. Ve'im Zaytfinis Amanera, and you may not reassemble the menorah. So Gemara says, my colleague, what is he doing wrong? Menorah fell on the floor, why can't you pick it back up? We're talking about a menorah that has different parts. In other words, made up of different pieces. The Mexican boino. So you're putting it back together, it looks like boino. So Bishami Savmi is binyan b'kelim. Therefore, Bishami holds there is binyan b'kelim. Even by utensils, there's a concept of boino. And therefore, he says you may not put it back together on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Basila Savmi Basila holds ain't binyan b'kelim, ain't still b'kelim. Binyan, building something or taking something apart, doesn't apply by utensils. It only applies by buildings or by a tent. And therefore, there's no binyan b'kelim, and therefore, he holds there's no problem putting the menorah back together. What? Yeah, of course. It's a utensil. What else is it? It's not a building. Okay. So therefore, there's no problem with binyan b'kelim. So therefore, Bezilla says there's no problem. You're allowed to put it back together. It fell to the ground. Next part. Ula ikra lebe Rav Yehuda. So Ula went to Rav Yehuda. Kam shamei, so his servant came. Zokav lo leshraga. We're talking already about fixing the menorah. So zokav lo leshraga, says Rashi. Zokav leshraga. He straightened out the candelabra. Shayaroitze shiistalek Hashem en lachayrov. He wanted the oil to go to the back. In other words, it was like an oil lamp. He pushed the candelabra backwards so that the oil should move away from the wick. In other words, he's causing the extinguishing of the flame by taking away the oil from the wick. So Zokav lo leshraga, he straightened up the menorah, not from the ground, but it should be away, the oil should be away from the wick. Say, so have you the ruler? So have you the asked ruler? Wait a second. Hanoisin Shem and Bener, Chai Meshumavim. Then on Shabbos, if you put oil inside a candelabra, then you're adding oil, that's Havara, that's making it burn. Vahamistapik Mimenu, and if you take away Hanoitin Menaboichel, you take some of the oil from the candelabra, Chai Meshumachaba. So clearly you're over because of kibui, because you're causing it to get extinguished. So how then did Rabbi Yehuda allow his master, his servant, to move the candelabra and put away oil from the fire, from the wick? So Omlei told him, lava dafei. It wasn't intentionally. In other words, I didn't notice what he was doing, and therefore, if I would have known it, I would have forbidden it. So somebody asked the question. That why is this forbidden on Yom Tov? After all, it's only gram kibui. It's causing something to get extinguished. Right now, it's not extinguishing it. Taste the question. I knew somebody asked the question. We can taste this. Thank you. Doesn't mean that you're taking away the oil, you're taking away, then you're causing it to extinguish closer in time than later on. In other words, if there's a lot of oil, it burns for 2 hours. If you take away some oil, it's going to burn out an hour and a half. That's only causing something to get extinguished. And causing something to get extinguished is mutter and yotif. So he says, so what's the reason why it's forbidden to take away the oil? So he takes his answers. Where is it? And therefore, the text says, "Lekach nira kekibu yimikan yesh latir kandila shel shayva." Takes it further on. A wax candle, lachtich lematemeno, that you're allowed to cut off half the candle on Yom Tov. Why? Kinen shemishosh chaytachaysa, ein makish moash lo klal. In other words, Taisa said the reason why it's a problem, because when there's a lot of oil in the candelabra, in the oil lamp, so there's a bright fire. You take away some of the oil, so there's not as much oil over there, so the wick is not taking from a lot of oil, so the fire gets a little thinner, gets a little weaker, and that's the kibbuy. But if the fire would stay the same, just you cause it to get extinguished earlier, that's not a problem of kibbuy on Yom Tov. That's called gram kibbuy. You're causing something to get extinguished earlier, that's not a problem, as long as the fire doesn't get any weaker. So the reason why we had forbidden is when you take away the oil, part of the oil, then if you're moving the oil, you're moving this utensil, and you're pushing the oil to the side, so then the oil becomes, the candle fire becomes weaker, because there's less oil to take from right now, and therefore it's not a strong flame, that's why it's forbidden. But if the flame would remain the same, just like take away some of the oil, with the result, then instead of it getting off in 2 hours, it's going to extinguish in an hour, there is no problem to do that in Yom Tov. That's called gram kibui. Gram kibui is mutar Yom Tov completely. And therefore, Taisa says, if you have a candle and you chop off while it's burning, you chop off the bottom half, it should be okay. Why? Because right now the candle is not getting any weaker. Extinguished an hour earlier, that's okay. Same reason, for example, if you have a Shabbos clock, you light on the sukkah on the Shabbos clock, and the buttons are down, you know it's going to go off 12 o'clock at night. You listen to the shir, you say, I want to go sleep in the sukkah. But the lights are going to go off at 12 o'clock, what am I going to do? So on Yom Tov, you can push down, push up some buttons before it goes off, and now it's 9 o'clock at night, that will go off in an hour rather than go off in 3 hours. I'm not doing anything. I'm just causing it that it's not going to stay out longer, causing it to go off earlier. That's called gram kibui, and that's permitted on Yom Tov.
Can you do the reverse?
Yom Tov for sure. Gram avav is also permitted. Shabbos, you can't do anything.
You can do it
regularly, just do it the Shulam. Take off the Yom Tov, you love it regularly. Because nothing is, the light's not becoming weaker now. It's no different than the candle. You chop them off half the candle. The light becoming weaker now? No. Light's not becoming weaker. Instead of going off at 12, it goes to the 10. So I'm causing you to go off earlier. So how's it different than taking away half the candle? Why is Gemara? Shabbos, you can't. Gram kibui is also causing it to go off earlier. So you're doing it meiser, it makes it go off earlier. That's no good. The head, gram kibui nyatim, and that's permitted. And that's places that cutting off the candle is okay. The question our Gemara is, not cutting off the candle, you're moving the oil to the side, and that's weakening the actual flame, and that's what's written. Thank you for putting on slice. I know I saw it, I don't know what. The problem with the Masifta is you see all these things, you don't remember where you see it. So that's when you go back to the old fashioned Gemaras. You know, Gemara Rashi places, and that's it. That's the best way. Okay. Omar Rav. Next case. Omar Rav. Kanva Shari. So it says Rashi. Kanva, which is also familiar with candles. Kanva, where's Kanva? 1 second. Limchoid Rosh Psila Shinas Pecham. In other words, if you have a wick and it's already blackened, so could I cut off the blackened wick and then next time when I light it, it's going to burn better or something like that? Again, you're allowed to do that. We're talking about fixing candles, you're allowed to do that because again, it's only gram avora, it's only causing it to go better next time and there's no problem.
Wait, is it lit now when you're
No, it's not lit. Not lit.
I mean, this is a burnt out, this is a wick that's there, I'm going to put more oil.
If you're going to light it now from existing flame, it's going to light weakly. Oh. You cut off the thing, it lights stronger, that's okay. Abba Mamato asked the question from Abaya. Are you allowed to extinguish a candle on Yom Tov? You want to be with your wife, you want to have relations. Is that permitted to extinguish the candle? Now, on the one hand, room should be dark. On the one hand, there's no Eichel Nefesh over here. But there's benefits. I need the candle out. Is that permitted? Is it Serech Gufoy? Or is that permitted? Or is it not permitted on Yom Tov? So I'm like, Efshe Bevay Zacher. Go to a different room. In Bevay Zacher, go to a different room. My, Efshe Lassel Mechitza. You can, what's the name? Make a mechitza in between the candle and you. Ain't the last mechitza, cap on mechitza mai. What's halacha? Ashelech b'shalach b'shakli. You can cover it with a utensil. Mara says, ain't the kli, mai. You have no utensil. What's halacha? Malay?
But if you cover it with the kli, they'll put it out.
No, without putting it out. Leaving some, Mitchell Brewer says, leaving some oxygen. It won't come out. Ein lo kli mai, what's lo kli no utensil? Amalei, it's forbidden. Why? Because kibui is only permitted for eichel nefesh. By the way, kibui is permitted for eichel nefesh, right? For example, when you are you allowed to put your steak on coals on Yantif? Are you allowed to cook your steak on coals on Yantif? Yes or no?
Why not?
Right, allowed to, right? Right. But you're extinguishing part of the coals. The halacha is, for eichel nefesh, kibui is permitted. Right? Kibui is permitted for eichel nefesh. Now, the reason why I can't turn off a fire, because you can just take the food off the fire. It doesn't apply. But kibui, for eichel nefesh, for example, I want to cook a steak, and I put it on the coals, and part of the coals get extinguished because of it, permitted. So kibui is permitted for eichel nefesh. So the first question is kibui also permitted for other tzrachim, for other needs? And that's the first question over here. What? Oh, so they all ask the question, what about mitaych? It's anyway, if kibui is permitted for eichel nefesh, so what's the more shayla here? Kibui should be permitted for other things. We say, should say, mitaych shu utra l'tzach, utra nami shu l'tzach. So I saw that question. What did I see? I think I wrote it down, but then I forgot to write it down because I looked at the question. And the question, I had the same question. So I think the answer they give is, wait, I see the question. 1 second. Right.
Wait.
Oh, that's mitoich is only permitted if it's a direct benefit to you. But if it's not a direct benefit to you, for example, if I need to light a fire in order to warm myself up, that's mitoich, right? Right? I need to light a fire, like Basilo said in the last Mishnah, in order to wash water, to wash my feet. You don't want to wash my feet. It's a direct benefit. Here there's no direct benefit from the light. And the benefit is that I don't need the light. So that's not a direct benefit. You won't say mitaych on that. So here the question is not mitaych. The question is kibui permitted, even not for eichel nefesh? Doesn't fall into the category of mitaych. Mitaych is only something if I get a benefit from the actual malacha. Hey, I don't want the light on, so that's not a benefit from the actual malacha.
I mean, the benefit is the light. The benefit is the light's not on.
I understand, but that's no direct benefit. It's no direct benefit to the person. The person can be able to do something now that he couldn't do before. That's not a benefit from the light. That's the way the Rashi explains it. Ways like this. And that's what's called machshirei eichel nefesh. Similar to machshirei eichel nefesh. For example, if I have a spit, right, that I want to roast my meat on, right. So that's called, is that called eichel nefesh? I have no spit. Could I hammer out a spit on yantif? Eichel nefesh should be permitted. Could I put it in the fire, right, to make a spit? Right, fire is permitted. Eichel nefesh. Could I put my spit in the fire to make it smooth in order to put my steak on the spit, my chicken roulade on the spit? Says machshirei eichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Everybody else says no. So Rabbi Yehuda says machshirei eichel nefesh. It's okay. Others say no. It's not okay. You know why? Because it's not really. I'm not getting hanah when I'm eating my food. I'm not getting hanah from the spit. I need the spit in order to have my food afterwards. Same thing over here. This thing which I want to do with the light being off is not a direct hanah I have from the light or even from the light being off. I'm able to do something now because the light is off. I'm able to roast my chicken because I have a spit. But that's not eating the actual thing. That's the answer. You're showing him why it's on the teich. And it actually comes into the Gemara here. The Gemara says, that's who the Rebbe. Look what the Gemara says. So, Bamli, Abai, Merabba. Ma'al, Chabas. Where are we? So, what's Halacha? So, he said, Amalei told him it's Osir. Eitzel, he asked the question. A Mechabin is a Bekas, Kedei Lachas Alel. You cannot extinguish a stick, a wooden stick, in order, because you feel bad that it's going to get burnt out. You have this beautiful candle, right? You have these, you know, 8 hours scented candle. You lit it for the Yantav meal. You say, oh my gosh, I'm going to go burn out 8 hours. It's going to ruin my whole candle. I feel bad. I want to keep the candle for next time. Can't do kibbuy. But if you want to extinguish it because you don't want the food to get burnt and you can't put the food somewhere else, or you don't want the house to get all smoked up, then mutter. It's permitted. So what do we see? You see you're allowed to do kibui, even not for a direct benefit, even for a benefit, because I don't want the house to be smoked up. So you see, that's okay. On Malay, Gemara says, Hey Rabbi Yudi, Ki kamina nol rabbonon. The Mandama says you're allowed to extinguish a flame that the house shouldn't get smoked up, even though it's not eichel nefesh, that follows Rabbi Yudi. Rabbi Yudi says, Machshirei eichel nefesh. anything which gives you benefit in order to be able to eat your food is also okay. So it's okay also. I don't want my house smoked up, because then I can't live in the house, I can't eat my food in my house. That's like machshir eichel nefesh, and therefore that's okay. But we follow the Rabbanim, and I want to say no, only eichel nefesh, and not machshir eichel nefesh, and therefore, if it's not really eichel nefesh, it's not going to work. Any questions?
How far does
it go? We don't pass like we do pass like Yehuda, but not lechatchila. It's all question how we do
it. According to him, you can cut the wheat on...
Cut the what?
You don't, according to him, if you cut wheat, then...
There's a separate issue that if it's not... He actually can do it before Yantar, but yes. There could be something you can do before Yantar, it doesn't help at all. But Machshir HaKnef, if you can do before Yantar, then you would be able to do Kodeh Biyudah. Correct. Others say, no, just Eichel Nefesh. That's a famous thing, whether we say... We can get to that a little bit more in detail, we can get to it more later on. Bo'mnei Abayim Rab. So Abayim asked Rab the following question. Could you extinguish a fire in your house in Yantif? Josh, don't listen to this one. The Gemara says, Hechdika Sakonis Tafashas, where does Sakonis Tafashas, Lekami Boili? Of course, nobody has a question. If you live a Shabbos show, even a Shabbos minute, come Boili. One of my questions is, Yishun Ibud Mamoin. Ah, meaning, I have a no from it, because my money, I'm going to lose all my possessions. But again,
you're talking here with the house is on fire.
The house is on fire. Could you extinguish it? Because my possessions are going to get ruined. Now, it doesn't mean that if the house on fire can burn down the whole town, right? In old cities, all speak about that. In Prague, for example, is all one after another. So it was one fire, one place, the whole town burned down, right? So clearly, it's pikuach nefesh. But let's say it's after the day, then you can extinguish the fire because it will spread, and et cetera, et cetera. But let's say it's not going to spread. It's just going to burn down. I have a fire on my thing, and my prized possession is going to get burnt. Could I, and nothing else is going to go down, nothing, no danger of life whatsoever. No shaykhs cannot spread, am I allowed to extinguish it? It's kibui for hano of a person, but not eichel nefesh. Ma'ul chavis is at leka. Could I extinguish for hano of a person without eichel nefesh? Sigma says, hechadik is a kind of like a moly, the shabbosh of kimboli, we should even more my amle, osir, forbidden. It's not eichel nefesh. Eisrei, ein mechamnes habakas, kereilochus aleho, you can't extinguish the stick because you want to keep the scented candle, you don't want to ruin it. Ein bishush leisash nabayis nagdeiro mutter. If you don't want the house to get all smoked up, you're allowed to. So you see, if you don't want the house to get all smoked up, and that's a hano, because you can't enjoy the house when it's all smoked up, you're allowed to extinguish it. So for sure you don't want your money to get lost, should be permitted. Gemara says again, he rebuyudi ki kamonin rabbanim. That follows rebuyudi. It says machshire eichel nefesh. Anything that helps you for your eating purposes, you want to sit in a comfortable house, helps you for eating purposes. You like to do on yantif. That's machshire eichel nefesh. So that you shouldn't have your house burned down or you lose your money. It can be all that tsar. That's also called machshire eichel nefesh. But we follow rabbanim. Rabbanim says machshire eichel nefesh is not permitted. Machshire means, you know, a step before. It permits the food to be eaten. Bomine Avashi Mamemar. Avashi asked Mamemar, Mau Likhele Sa'ayin Biyantif. Could you put like medicine in your eyes on Yantif? Again, it's refuah on Yantif. It's refuah, is an Isra Rabbanon. Right? On the other hand, it's Hanoa Saguf. So it's not the Chamefesh, but it's a Malachadu Rabbanon, which you're not allowed to do, but it's for Hanoa Saguf. Are you allowed to do something for your hano if it's not eichel nefesh? Yeah. Without the svar of mitoich. So the Gemara says, Hechdike sakana, where is sakana? Kibayin rira, yes, pus coming down from his eyes, or ditza, or it burns, stings, the Rashi says like a needle, or dama, or he has, I guess, blood coming out of his eyes. What's translation of dama? Rashi says, shan kamer, what is that? Who can tell me the translation of dama? Svoigdam. I guess, yeah, blood coming out. Or demoso. What's demoso? It's tearing the whole time. Or kadachto. Or it's burning. Or tchilas uchlo. It's the beginning of the sickness of the eye. Laimi boili. Everybody agrees. I feel Shabbos shavi. Even Shabbos is called pikuach nefesh. An eye is called pikuach nefesh. It's an aver of a person. It's a limb of a person. For sure you're allowed to do it. No question. Ki kon boili. What I'm asking about is tsoif uchlo. The disease is finished already. Upitsucheina. Just see a little bit clearer, it's a little bit brighter. You become a little bit more enlightened. So there's just a hana for yourself. Like this, you feel like you're walking a little bit in the dark, and now it's bright. So there's only personal hana. That's all it is. Are you allowed to do a malacha de rabbanon not for Eichel Nefesh, but Hanah for a person, is that permitted or not? See, Gemara says again, my Amalei, also forbidden. Israel asks you a question, which means you cannot extinguish the stick or the scented candle for its own purpose. You don't want it to get wasted, but you'll have to do it in order to have not have smoke in your house, because it gives you pleasure not to live not to be in a smoky house. So too over here, you should be able to put the thing in your eye. It gives you pleasure. You're now in a clear vision as opposed to just a little bit darker vision. Says, again, that follows the Buddha that says, anything that makes your eating more comfortable, anything that helps you towards eating, is called Eichel Nefesh. And Rabbanu says, no, unless it's mamish food, you cannot do a melacha, not even a melacha de Rabbanon. Yes.
Why is the Gemara needed to these three cases of this?
Well, what?
These are three different conversations that different rabbis are having. They're having the same conversation.
Correct.
Why do I need, why is the, what is the, this isn't a pasuk where like, it has to, you know, the
pasuk. No, but he answered, I think, because it shows us all different, well, first of all, the last one they're going to argue, because the last one is only Issa de Rabbanon. Oh. So in Issa de Rabbanon, they already allowed it, not because they're Nefesh, but already allowed it this. In the previous case, I guess.
So what's the distinction between the two cases?
The fire and the Tashma Shabita. I don't know.
Why was it also in that last case that the eye is already
because
healed?
Because it's, yeah, because your eye is already healed. It's just to make it more hana to yourself.
If you can't take a medicine for a minor headache or something.
Because you're not sick. That's why.
At least the whole thing is toche.
I know.
You do it before, can't
you?
I know.
You do preparation, can't you?
What?
You can take it before you get sick.
Yeah, before you get sick. That's why. If you just have, but he says, you know, if you have a headache on yantif, really bad headache, that's not pikuach nefesh or anything like that. We once gave a whole shiur about that.
I know.
So if it's something that, like, it's a mild thing, they get mild thing, really not the headache is a fool. So Talmud is probably not a good example. But let's say vitamin you're allowed to take. Because vitamin, you're not sick yet. Yeah. But something, once you're sick, you cannot take a medicine, not even a yontif.
I'm asking why.
Because of teichen. It should be okay. You know, because it's a minderabonon. You're right. You ask that question. If there's only sweet to someone and there's only teichen, it should be okay. But teichen is, I guess, yeah, it's only permitted for Eichel Nefesh.
That's your answer.
Oh, you asked, it should be okay because of me teich. That's your question. Not because of Eichel Nefesh. Right. You're asking that it should be miteich because it's not really Eichel Nefesh. It should be okay because of miteich. Miteich is permitted for food. It should be permitted for non-food also, teichen. Questions? Teichen is permitted on Yantav, yeah. It cannot be not done on Yantav, yeah. Good question. Yeah. It cannot be done beforehand, yes. Good question. Don't know. Okay, continue the Gemara. Amei mashar le mikal eina menoche b'shabata. Amei allowed to put something in your eye from a going Shabbos. You get Amri, Amei megufei kochaleinu menoche b'shabbos. Either he allowed it, or he himself did it himself also. He had pain in his eye, and it wasn't pikuach nefesh, it wasn't even pain, it was just to see come more comfortable, and eye drops, and a goy did it on Yantif from a goy. Why? Because only he did the Rabbanon, I guess. Why only on Shabbos he did it? Right? Not in Shabbos. Not in Yom Tov. In Shabbos even. Right? You permit on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Amir Lakum. And it's a little chayil. It's good enough. Even though it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Amalei Ravashi Lameima. Mai Daitech. What's your reason? Amalei Ula Breida Aviloi. Kotzach Chayilu. Oysa Malde Nachim Shabbos. That all the things of a sick person you have to do with the goyim Shabbos. Vom Rav Nuna, kol davar shein bo sakana, ayman anochi voisi. In other words, poshet. Anything, even chayla shein bo sakana, there's no sakana whatsoever, any uncomfortability, you have to have a goy do it on Shabbos. So what's a chiddush? My daitech, what? Is that the reason why you permit it? Of course. So Mar says, hanim mi lehechad al nisai ba'day. He says, that's only where you don't help the guy along. Aval mar, but you by the eye drops, you help him along. The car makes a posach, because you close your eye and you open your eye. So you help him along with the action. So Amalei told him, because Razvid says like you and he answers, helping along is nothing. You're not doing it, helping along is nothing. You only say, yeah, you're not doing anything, you're not putting the eye drops in. The guy's putting the eye drops, that's the minute, even though you're opening and closing your eyes.
It's getting. getting the benefit from it is not awesome?
No, so you can't do one. I mean, anything you're allowed to do yourself, you can't tell a guy to do it. But my chayla, we hold that you're allowed to. Even if you say, yeah, in by
mouth. Even if it's not sekunas.
Right. Even if it's not sekunas, and even not a chayla, not even pikuach, safi pikuach, nothing. Just the comfortability. Now, how did that work with Talal? I don't know. Yeah. You can't have a guy swallow your Talal for you. Eye drops, that's the help. That's the way it works.
I'll take the
Talal. You'll take Talal? I figured you'd say that. but by the way, I don't take Talal on Shabbos. Meaning, if I have a little headache, big deal. I manage every day without a little headache, without Talal. If you really snuffle a mishkov, that's a migraine, a heavy Talal, a heavy headache, that's ready. They're ready allowed to. So really, there's real no nafkamina. If you have a little headache, you have to run for a Talal every time. That probably, you go lie down, you'll be fine. Go take a nap. Maybe finish your meal early, have your troubles, and sleep for now, and you'll be fine. If you're saying you're in bed, and you can't get out of bed, and you have a mad nice headache, and of course, you could take Talmud, because then that's really enough for a mishkov.
You could take it, you said, like, prophylactically. If you know every time you eat the chunk, you get a migraine, you could take it before.
Correct.
The moment you don't have a
correct. That's right. That's right. Like taking vitamins, yeah. Yeah, if you take it before you're sick, there's no problem. It's like vitamins. You're not sick, so it's number four.
What words are you supposed to use?
For what? In a four?
No, like...
Can't. Forbidden. Verboten.
So how do people use the Shabbos card?
You can't.
A mirror lockum,
you can't. Depends for what?
So how does the air conditioning get turned on?
Slow down. You want to go through a mirror lockum? No problem. Let me finish tomorrow. I'll go through a mirror lockum. Let me tell you the... 1 second. Let's finish Gemara. We'll discuss till 9:20. Let's finish Gemara. A Meimar, Shor Lemichal Ina Beyond the Shang Shah Shoshana. A Meimar permitted he himself, in other words, not through a guy, to do your eyes without a sakana on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Second day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Sheni, it was okay. Amalei Avashel Ameimar. In other words, the Fuah on the Yom Tov Sheni is okay. Isaac, yeah? The four, which is not really Pikuach Nefesh, and a Yom Tov Sheni, is okay.
So we didn't call it secondary
Rosh Hashanah. Right. Amalei Ravashi, Amalei Ravashi Lameima, Vamarov doesn't always say, Mesbi Yom Tov Rishon, you should ask by a moment. If a guy dies on the first day Yom Tov, then Goyim, a moment, Goyim have to deal with the body, you can't do it. But Yom Tov Sheni, on Yom Tov Sheni, you have to ask about Yisrael, then a Jew can do it. Even 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, second Rosh Hashanah, which we hold, is Yom Arichta, it's one big Kedusha. Nevertheless, Jews can bury, the burying, we allow a second Yom Tov. A Jew can bury on second Yom Tov. Chassidim bury second Yom Tov, that's only half of the gate, bury second Yom Tov. But, nevertheless, we say, Mechalacha. But Beitzah should not be eaten. It's forbidden to be eaten on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. The second Rosh Hashanah is worse. Remember we said, 2 days Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, egg that's born on the first day, can be eaten on the second day, Manashech, either it's Chol, or it's Yom Tov. If it's Chol, the second day is Yom Tov, then it's born on Chol. If it's Yom Tov, the second day is Chol, weekday, so it's also okay. But 2 days Rosh Hashanah is worse. It's considered Kedusha Achas, one Kedusha, and therefore it's forbidden. So we only allowed you to bury on the second day Yom Tov, and even the second day Rosh Hashanah. But regular second day Rosh Hashanah, there's no hetzer whatsoever. So how did that Meimer allow the medicine to be taken on the second day Yom Tov and the second day Rosh Hashanah? Second day Yom Tov, Meimer. So Sofek, you want to say he was Mekel. But the second day Rosh Hashanah, how do we allow it? Amalei told him, Anokin Adoi Sviri, I would like Nado, Damri, Afba, they hold that even the egg on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, we don't hold Kedush Achas, we hold it to Sofik, and even the egg on the second Rosh Hashanah may be eaten. So Gemara says, my Daitech, what are you worried about? Dilma, Ma'avdel and Elul, that maybe Elul is going to be long, and the real day is really, meaning you can make 30 days to Elul, and the real day Rosh Hashanah is the second day? They never had an extra day of Elul. Elul is always 29 days. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days, we know it's not one Kedusha. We know that the real day is really the first day, and the second day is only really a Sofek, because it never really, even if you hold that it's, remember we said Rosh Hashanah is different, because the Eidim might come Mincha and onwards, and then make both days Kedusha into one big day. So, well, it never really happened. They never made Elul 30 days. They never came Minchan onwards. We learned in Tafei. So they never came Minchan onwards, which means they never made Rosh Hashanah one big Kedusha. Never really happened. So therefore, It never really happened. There's no minhag saying a bidenu on that, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is no different than every 2 day yantiv and every 2 day yantiv. Hamayim says second yantiv, you're allowed to do refuah even if it's not pikuach nefesh, and that's where Hamayim holds.
We pass it like that. Maybe you can be make all second yantiv.
That's the Gemara. Now,
not
Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it is. So refuah, we allow a Hamayim allows even second Rosh Hashanah.
It's a lower kedusha.
What was that? It's a lower kedusha in the second day,
correct.
I'm going to see if the war games are over if we got guys from our...
No, we don't. Can't have from 9:20 anyway.